Hi, I'm Paul, and welcome to Getting Lost in the Middle, a podcast about blokes, life, work, adventure, and the need to get lost. You see, I have a theory, and that theory is that people, and I think in particular blokes, when you get to those middle-aged years, your world just gets a bit smaller. And whilst often there's nothing particularly wrong, you can just feel a bit stuck, you know, a bit lost in the middle, and a bit kind of, look, is there more? And my theory goes that the way to combat that and to really live with kind of true happiness and contentment and support and fulfill all those other parts of your life that you need to do is through adventure. Now, it's important to point out that I don't deem adventure as crossing the Sahara, although that would be great. For me, adventure is doing something that you wouldn't normally do in your day to day. So, you know, it might be something new, grabbing a pack of beers and drinking them with some mates in the woods. You know, it may be something that got pushed by the wayside as families and jobs and everything else sort of filled that space, like, you know, going back to an instrument that you played as a kid. But it's something that isn't currently part of your world. You know, we live in a world where our day-to-days can be made increasingly comfortable. Like, everywhere you look, technology is literally being designed to make each and everything we do, from the most mundane to the most complicated, easier. And I wonder if that actual lack of discomfort and, you know, therefore the increased control we have over our lives is the root of the issue. I wonder if we need to go and look for some more discomfort. I think we might need to get lost more. Because in essence, being lost is rooted in a lack of control. And managing a lack of control is the essence of adventure. So maybe adventure is the antidote. Now, I fully admit that this theory might not be right and solely an overly elaborate cover-up for what is probably my own midlife crisis, but it's really interested me, so I thought I might find out. So this podcast is an often irreverent look at whether that is the case, whether actively stepping out of your normal, whatever that is, and having more adventure in your life, whether that's adventure in that traditional sense or adventure as I define it, does actually help people to live more. To actually dispel the I need to do more feeling and truly enjoy life and be fully present in their world. But of course, look, I have to chuck in a big caveat here. And I think as we'll refer to all the way through, this is something I find particularly tricky to talk about because I have an incredible life. I am very, very fortunate. I'm very privileged to do what I do and how I do it. And I know a lot of people would kill for the life I've got. And genuinely, sort of all the way through this, as I've looked at it, you know, this is not a complaint. This is just that feeling that I've had personally and from chatting to other people, I think there is something there. And I think possibly even because I feel my life is so great that I feel that I have a need to do more. I feel like I have a duty to live more because I can, because I'm able to, where so many people can't. You know, I can, so I should. You know, I feel like I mustn't settle. I mustn't let opportunities go by. My own personal thought is, once I realised I had this feeling of what else, what could I do, I couldn't therefore just not address it, not try and sort it out, not try and focus on it. I think it's difficult to describe succinctly without the rightful baggage that goes around it, but I want to explore it. So over the coming weeks, I'm going to test my theory by chatting to people and asking a lot of questions and seeing what comes back. It's something I've been thinking about and working on for a couple of years now, but without really being able to put my finger on what it is, and maybe even, you know, if it's a thing. Like, do people, and probably middle-aged men in particular, get to a point where they just feel a bit stuck? Or is it just me? And if it isn't just me, what can we do about it? How can we help? We'll ask people their real stories, see if they are feeling a bit lost in the middle, and asking them what they do or don't do about it. And along the way, I hope we'll encourage more people to insert a bit of a lack of control in their day-to-day. So let's see. Look, I'm excited where it'll take me. I'm especially excited to talk to people. And we've got loads of folk from all kind of different walks of life. And whatever happens, I believe conversation is a catalyst for change. So come along with me. I hope you enjoy it. I hope it gets you thinking. And please get in touch if you agree, or indeed don't. You know, and if you've got a thought on it, let's chat. I'd love to have you on the podcast.